Glory to Jesus Christ. Many times, when, especially in the moments when somebody dies and we remember that person, we express some kind of our, not hope, but almost like certainty that for sure the person will be welcome in heaven. Just because, and we give as a argument, because it was a loving and kind person. Even a person never somehow make a sign for life with Christ. But we express this like hope. In the same way, we express the same thing when somebody dies. And even from time to time, the person went to church. From time to time, you know, maybe approach sacraments. But that's it. But we are almost sure, and we say in these words, he's going to heaven because he was kind and loving person. And I don't say that we say these words with some kind of that we want to lie. It is something what was given us as an understanding of gospel. And when we somehow simplify this message of the gospel in this way that we consider each sign of love, kindness, as a reason that because of that, this person will be accepted in heaven. Well, we don't know. We should, for sure, we can have this hope in God's mercy because we don't know what happens in these last moments of human life, how this person reacts to God's grace which is offered to him. But for sure, this kind of thinking, it is not the way or it is not the teaching gospel offers us. Because we heard today that Christ says that even those who don't believe in God, those who don't know God, they can be kind, they can be loving, they can do good things. It is a result of this natural law which was given to soul as a God's gift when we were created. Each person, each human being has this law, natural, written in our hearts. And this law causes that we are moved to good things. It helps us to recognize what is good, what is bad. This natural law in us written should help us to discover deeper truths about God and to bring us to closeness of God. But if we stay only on this law and we ignore these invitations to go to bigger, to closer to God, so then we are in problems. Because we heard what Christ says. He says to us, Christians, that he would be not satisfied with this natural law only. It is not something that God expects from us. His expectations are bigger. He says, be so perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. So he gives us Christians a really different level of way of life. He says you should not be satisfied with life with those who don't know God they lead. You should be perfect. And we know that God gives us grace to reach these heights, reach this perfectness. His grace can help us in this our journey, and we can reach this height, this perfectness, because God doesn't ask something what we are not able to reach. He doesn't give us orders which are impossible to fulfill. Everything is doable if we want. But the question is, why we don't want? Or why we want only to some kind of level and we don't want to go further, deeper? Why there is not this desire to reach this perfectness? Saint Mark ascetic in Philokalia, he has wonderful words, short sentences, and through this he explains spiritual law. I think it's like 61, 62, this verse in his work. When he says about ignorance, when he says about forgetfulness, and he says those two things, if they are present in life, they bring darkness to the soul. And in another verse he says that this darkness is hell. Eternal life in darkness. What does it mean? What does he mean through this? He says that ignorance, when we are satisfied with some kind of simplified understanding of God and spiritual life and religion and eternal life, when we don't try to gain this knowledge of God, when we don't try to come to this knowing of God, that is ignorance. And it causes that we live in darkness, that we even don't see what we are supposed to do. We can hear, we can read gospel, but these words are not challenge for us. And forgetfulness is when memory of God, when we don't remember God all time, when we don't see him as a fulfillment of our life, when we keep him only for Sundays or for special occasion, from morning and evening prayer, and that's it, and there is no recollection of God during the day. This causes the same thing. And if we live in this state and there is no intention to make effort to fight for deeper knowledge of God and non-stop adjusting our life according to this knowledge, so this darkness will become eternal after our death. We are not able to move spiritually. We're not able to see God's providence, God's love. We are not able to see that we really need God's grace to live good our lives. We don't have desire then to be perfect as God is perfect, because This is his plan for us. He didn't make, created us with this intention that we will be some kind of average people. Through baptism, he gave us grace to become his children. He adorned us with this honor of his own son. Something what we cannot even imagine. And if we don't try to come to this knowledge, we are this offense to him. It's the refusal of this big gift he gave us. We are saying no to greatness he put through his grace, through baptism to our souls. It's a bad state of our soul, and then slowly we are drying up. If we don't try for this, to get this knowledge of God, which pushes us to follow his words and to reach for that perfectness he's calling us to, we will become slowly weaker and weaker in our faith. And our faith will disappear one day. Because our understanding of Christian life will be just to be a good person, just to be a loving and kind person, as the others are, as those who are from the world who don't know God. But God doesn't want us to follow those who don't know him. God wants us to follow him and to imitate him and to gain his image to our souls. It's a tough thing. It's really. It requires effort and work and labor, hardship and desire and fighting to gain this knowledge of God. But it is necessary if we want to live forever. If we want to be saved. And this is, you know, those who read these liturgies or hours or these liturgies per day, they know that every day during weekdays, when we pray compline, in this compline we pray Psalm 119. This is the longest psalm in the Psaltery. And if you read this long Psaltery, it is like repetition again. Person begs and asks God for understanding of his commandments, understanding of the law, understanding of what he means, what he wants. He begs for help from above for keeping this understanding, these laws, these orders. And Psalm starts with that blessed is that person who walks according God's law. Blessed. It means super happy. Super happy is that one. And this happiness is not only felt in this life on earth, but this will be bring to perfectness in heaven. And this is our goal. And church gives us to read the psalm, this longest psalm, again, every day to remind us, don't live in ignorance. Try to learn and understand God's words, God's commandments. Don't forget God in your life. Remember him always and try to pay attention to each your step. May this step brings you to this blessedness. Every day, church reminds us that. And if we use other prayers from our prayer books, morning, evening prayers, we can find this invitation again and again there. It's difficult to defeat this infection of simplicity with which we understand our faith. We have to break the shell and to realize, yes, my whole life is in play. If I value my life, I must break the shell of simplicity and to try to get deeper meaning, to come to this real knowledge of God, real knowledge of meaning of my life too. And if we make this decision, good news is that we can really expect abundant God's grace, because God is big helper to everybody who make decisions for this journey to deeper understanding. Let's try to pray today. May we have courage to start that. May we have this desire for deep understanding. May we are not afraid to break the shell to which we closed our spiritual life. Let's expand it. Amen.